Hello, my name is Eric. I'm calling from the Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Now, the reason why we're conducting this is just simple questions. Now, is your home a single-family home, detached home, townhome, apartment, or a manufactured or mobile home?
It's a single-family home.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay, thank you. Can you tell me, in what year was your home built?
2023.
Okay. That's very recent.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Now, how many years? How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
A native of Florida?
Yes, resident of Florida.
Oh, a resident. 9 years.
9 years. Okay, great.
Years. 2024. 9 years. Yeah, 9 years.
Awesome. Now, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane to Category 5 hurricane?
Since living here?
Since you've been in your household in Florida. Or none of the above?
No, not here, not in this house. I've never really been affected directly by a hurricane.
No experience of tropical storm or hurricane? Category
tropical
one.
Storm, yes.
Okay, great.
Tropical storm.
Now, can you name the name or year of the tropical storm?
Oh, goodness. It had to have been, I don't know, 2018?
Okay.
2018 or 2019, I believe. I can't remember.
That's fine. Now, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, how vulnerable do you fear to damage from a hurricane related to tornado, flooding hazards, extremely vulnerable, or somewhat vulnerable?
I would probably just say somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Put up hurricane shutters, board up home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of relative, friend in the area? I would not make any preparations. My home is already prepared.
We have hurricane shutters that we would put up. If an evacuation is mandated, we will evacuate. Depending on the location, like I have some family, but if they're in threat of the hurricane as well, then I would probably, I don't know, I would go to the safest ground, the safest area.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or your home is already prepared and could not be secured within a few hours, and could be secured within a few hours?
I mean, well, I live in an HOA, so when HOA says it's okay to put up your shutters, so that's when,
okay.
That's when we're going to prepare.
Okay.
I mean, but with the hurricane season, we have supplies. We get supplies at the beginning of the season. So.
Okay, great. So you're prepared. Right, and considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Very certain or somewhat certain?
You say to get information to prepare or to protect ourselves?
Oh, no, well, how certain, considering yourself and others in the household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home?
Oh, very certain.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, now, let's see, three of the following. Which source of information is your top internet source other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family?
Oh, my husband watches the news, so he would just let me know.
Okay, and which of those three would you pick?
I guess friends and family.
Okay. Thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
You say 1 is the least, 5 is the
most.
The top.
Yes.
Just the most prepared. We would probably fall around a 3.
Okay. Thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane and storm? Property taxes, transportation costs, cost of housing, cost of insurance, loss of income and employment, cost of childcare, cost of food or other essentials?
What was the question again?
Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Property taxes, transportation costs, cost of housing, cost of insurance, loss of income or employment, cost of childcare.
Insurance and food.
Okay. Would that be the only factor or?
Insurance and food, mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Now, is your home located in the flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Yes, flood zone. Yes, no?
No, we're not in the flood zone.
Okay. Thank you. Now, when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate?
The last one. It was the last one when
the officials ordered. Okay. Thank you. Now, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby family, to another location within the state, as far as possible to another state?
That really depends. It depends, like I have family in Orlando, but if they're in threat of the hurricane too, then I can't go there, so I would probably head upstate, up north to Georgia, out of state.
Okay. Thank you. How many vehicles are available in the household?
3.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I think they're if it's not two, I know there's like a hurricane one and then there's a regular one. I just looked at it. I think it's either 500 or 1,000.
Okay. What amount would you choose?
1,000.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how confident are you that you can come up with 1,000 or for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I could come up with the full 1,000. I could probably come up with 1,000. I could probably not come up with 1,000. I am certain I cannot come up with 1,000.
I probably could come up with 1,000.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Now, has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year?
Yes, 1 year. It just changed.
All right. Now, that would be increase somewhat 1 to 10%, increase significantly over 10%?
I would have to do the calculation. Hold on a second.
Okay.
What were the options?
In 1 year, your home insurance, the rate that it has changed, you said increased. So 1 to 10% or over 10%?
Over 10%.
Over 10%. And how about 1 to 3 years?
I would probably say just 10%.
Okay. And 3 to 5 years?
I haven't been on it that long.
Okay.
So,
so remain the same, decrease somewhat,
10 the same.
Okay. And 5 to 10 years?
Remain the same.
Okay. Thank you. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, or decrease coverage?
Decrease coverage.
Okay. Thank you. If you can insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
What was it, 80 to 100 or something, less than 100%?
Okay. Thank you. Now, which of the following would you consider taking as insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you will not move from your home?
Within the what time frame?
Moving to another home within the same county or moving to another county within Florida.
No, what time frame? What time frame did you say?
Oh, well, all right, now the question is, which of the following do you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher?
I wouldn't consider moving. Not at this time.
So you wouldn't, you would not move your home?
No.
Okay. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage were paid off? Yes, no, I have already dropped my insurance.
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I don't know. State. Let's say with state.
Okay. Thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local built-in codes are being enforced?
Oh, I don't have very much confidence.
Okay. Now, from 1 to 5, the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
Say that again.
The local use of planning that takes into account hurricane risk from 1 to 5.
What is 1? 1 is the lowest, 5 is the highest?
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to go probably with about a 3.
Okay, thank you. Now, that the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk.
Hurricane what?
That new developments take into account hurricane wind risk.
I'm not sure what you're saying. What is hurricane, what is the last thing you're saying?
Okay, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
I mean, it's a little bit, not much. I mean, they give you these hurricane shutters, but that's about it.
Okay, so what number would you go with?
2.
Okay, thank you. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risk?
Are you saying flood?
Yes, flood.
Oh, I don't know. I guess we're about to learn. I'm at a 2 with that one.
Okay, thank you. And how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Two.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions about the sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected? Yes, I believe it is happening, and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected.
I believe it's happening, but I do not know if I will be affected.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or other?
Other.
Okay, and would you specify on that?
I don't think that's something that we should have to pay for.
I'm sorry.
Funding to something elsewhere.
You was breaking up.
I'm sorry.
Who should pay for that?
I don't think we should have to pay for it. I don't think it should come out of taxes. I don't think so. Taxes are already high enough.
Okay. Thank you. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, or somewhat concerned?
Moderately concerned.
Okay, thank you. Now, when you purchased a home, which characteristics were the most important? You can select three. Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to family, or proximity to job?
Flood zone. Flood zone and schools. I mean, if you said I could choose three.
And what was the third one?
Those were the two most important, flood zone and school.
Okay, and neighborhood, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, and
neighborhood.
Trade? Neighborhood, okay, great. Thank you. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between one to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Probably 5 to 10, or less than 10, 5 to less than 10.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished. Now, could you please tell me your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 54,
55 to 64.
Okay. Thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Hello?
Yes, including yourself, how many
that.
People? It's okay. How many people live in your household, including yourself?
Including myself, 1, 2, 3. No, 4, including myself, it's 4.
Okay, great. And under 12 years old?
None,
okay. And are 65 or older?
None.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your marital status? Single, never married, married?
Married.
Okay.
Married.
Thank you. What is the highest school completed by an adult member on your household? Less than high school, some college graduate, graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No? What racial groups do you identify yourself as? White Caucasian, Black African American, Asian, Native American?
Black African American.
Thank you. What language is most spoken in your home, English or Spanish?
English.
Okay. Thank you. Please tell me which is the income range for your household. Under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, or over 100,000.
You said 35 to 100,000?
75 to 100, okay. All right, that were all the questions I had. Thank you very much for your response, and have a wonderful evening.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.